What are you going to have for lunch? If I told you I could serve you grilled cheese and a bowl of soup, wouldn't you be happy?
I love a good grilled cheese sandwich and a bowl of hot soup, but if I'm packing lunch for the kids in the morning, it's really tough to pack a grilled cheese sandwich for lunch for kids 7 hours later.
No, it works just fine. You stick it right in the microwave and it tastes just delicious.
Tell me about Chinese Oreos.
Oreos in China, you mean?
Oreos in China, right, and that's sort of the root of the question. I mean, you guys have this iconic brand, Oreos, and amazing success story in this country, a billion-dollar brand for you. You try to grow it internationally, you take it overseas, and it doesn't really work out. So you reinvent them into something that, in this country anyway, wouldn't be recognizable as an Oreo cookie. Tell us the story of how you went to China and said, "Listen, we've got to get 1.3 billion Chinese eating Oreos."
Well, it starts with the fact that we began by giving the responsibility of making some of those decisions back to our local managers. In the past, we would have mandated what an Oreo looked like around the world from Northfield, Illinois. And that wasn't necessarily consistent with what consumers in the local markets were eating. So what we found was sandwich cookies as a format is just not appealing to Chinese consumers, but wafer formats are what they are eating. We know we have to make a shift, and so all we did was take the flavoring and the strong cocoa taste of our Oreo together with some of the fabulous marketing that we've done around the world and brought it to the Chinese consumer. And we are pleased to see that it is the fastest-growing biscuit in China right now.
You stopped planting flags, so you are not looking to expand into other countries. You're going to grow where you are.
Well, we're in 150 countries, so it's less a question of going to new countries, but we have chosen to focus our resources on those 10 countries that we think are most important to our future. Of the 10 countries, half of them are developing markets where we've continued to have significant double-digit growth, and I think we will continue to see strong growth in the future. The other half are solid markets like what we see in Western Europe that have been strong markets for our brands.